Lisa bring to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business? So sitting next to me, I have got Evangeline from the House of Yoga at Reference. Thanks so much for joining us. Great. So Evangeline, what we do is at every episode is we share a marketing or promotional idea that the business community can implement for their business. Okay, so the idea that we want to share for this episode is actually about building a database, but utilizing modern technology. Mm-hmm. You know, now Apple has just released, you know, iPhone 5. You know, there's a lot of talks about, you know, going mobile. A lot of businesses are putting emphasis on that. So one of the great ways that that businesses can utilize this is actually having their own mobile app, right? Because once you have got your mobile app, then you can get it out to as many people as possible, not just to your students, your clients, or your customers, but it could be, you know, prospective customers. And once they have got your mobile app, then you'll be able to do things such as sending them push notification. You can give them really useful content. So for example, being a yoga studio, you can teach them cool yoga moves, you know, or if it's a restaurant, they can show people how they make certain dishes, right? So it's a really great way to get content out there. But having your own mobile app is one thing, but you want to get it out there. So the idea is actually partnering up with local businesses, right? So that you can design a poster that can say, download this mobile app and there is a mobile coupon waiting for you. So you're actually giving value right away to give people reasons to download the app. You know, like with my experience working with local businesses, like for example at a cafe or a massage studio, they will say, yeah, sure, leave your brochures here. You know, but rather than leaving a brochure, you know, you can do something different and go download our mobile app to get something, right? So it's really about building the local relationship with our local businesses and then being able to get your app out. You know, so that is the marketing idea for this week. So have you guys, you know, thought of doing something like that eventually?
No, we haven't actually. We've just only been in business for a year. So right now we're just trying to iron out details and what works for us. And we've been doing a lot of promotions, like with just on the website and Facebook, and the social media has been great for us. But we just, it's just my partner and I that are in the studio, so we're kind of doing everything. So we really haven't had time to think about things like that, quite honestly.
Well, then that's something that you guys can consider, you know, in the near future then.
Yeah, cool.
So now what we always do is we invite, you know, our guests to normally share a joke, but being a yoga teacher, I thought you might have some pretty cool move that you can show our audience. Rather than telling a joke, so something different. Would you be happy to share something?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I should move.
Yeah. All right. Sure. So, do you want to see? I can just do like a little flow sequence.
Sure.
Just something that we will usually do in our classes. We usually always move through a set citation. So most of the classes here that we teach are the Vinyasa classes, flow yoga. We also teach anti-gravity yoga, Akra yoga, and yin yoga, restorative yoga. So lots of different things that we do here. So I'm just kind of going through just a little flow sequence. So again, you can just tell me when to stop, because
fantastic! Awesome! Wow! Thank you so much for doing that. Yes. Now, to House of Yoga at Refrain, ask for Evangeline, and she'll teach you how to do that properly. Awesome, thank you so much for joining us. Yes, so you hope that this marketing idea email has helped you, and if you want to learn more, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye-bye.